This podcast is part of the Big Heads Media Podcast Network. Go to bigheadsmedia.com for more great podcasts.
What's up, Raider Nation? Welcome to the Raiders in Paradise podcast, where we chronicle Raider greatness in Paradise, Nevada, a.k.a. Las Vegas, baby, the entertainment capital of the world. So you know it's only right. The great Raiders franchise is there. Luke Straub here in the house. We got Raider Larry Marbley in the house as well on Thanksgiving week. And this holiday is going to be a little bit better, Raider Nation, because the Raiders beat the Broncos. 35-yard touchdown from Carr to Devontae Adams in overtime. Got it done. 22-16. And Larry, even though this game had two teams with poor records and it was kind of the laughingstock of the NFL to an extent, and no matter how some fans feel about it, they want to tank, they don't want to tank. Hey, the team's feeling good. The Raiders are feeling good. That's a good thing.
Yeah, definitely, Luke. It's great to see, you know, even though we won the shit bowl,
exactly.
I'll take it. You know, it's a shit bowl that I wanted to win, that you wanted to win, and hopefully there's less shit bowls to come,
right,
and more wins that actually mean something, and actually hope the Raiders prepare them to greatness. So I'm ready to go. I'm excited, and I'm willing to see what more the Raiders can do.
Yeah, I'm with you on that, Larry, man, because I'm definitely not on the tank kind of thing. We're going to talk about why that is. We've talked about it on the show. We're going to have a little bit of a quicker, perhaps more bridge show this week. And pretty much the topic is going to be, what did we learn from that Broncos game? We're going to have a few topics there. I also want to address how much the team celebrated after the game. I have to address that at one point. It might be a little bit of shit talking on my end as far as that goes, because they did act like they kind of won the Super Bowl. But hey, it was a lot of frustration and they let it out. So Larry, first thing we want to talk about, like, what did we learn from that game? The reason we're not looking for the Raiders to tank, because look, they're not going to get a quarterback in the draft, is the way we feel on this podcast, because of Devontae Adams, because of Derek Carr being tied at the hip. That's the combo the Raiders are going to go forward with, right, Larry? And it looks like that game just proved it further, where Adams had a monster game, 7 receptions, 141 yards. He's having a crazy statistical year. He's got the most touchdowns in the NFL, I think. He had 2 touchdowns in that game. I mean, the Raiders are not going to bring in another quarterback, right? Just like he tweeted, as long as he's getting his numbers.
100%. This is a Tim Brown 2.0, Brown, a.k.a. 1990s. Tim Brown, however you want to put it, wide receiver-wise, when you have a player of that caliber that's known around the league as not just one of the best players of his position, Nation, but one of the best players in the NFL total, you are not going to get rid of a quarterback for a rookie quarterback.
Yeah.
If you think that's going to happen, you're in fucking delusional land. You need to get back to fucking reality. And unfortunately right now, if the Raiders were losing and if Devontae Adams was only going to get 1 catch for 3 yards, you would definitely have a more of a valid point. I definitely would understand that, you know, the quarterback position of Derek Carr will not be here.
Mm-hmm.
Well, guess what? Unfortunately, that's not the case. Devontae Adams is racking up yards. He's racking up touchdowns. Who's throwing him the ball? Are they really going to – do you think management, or do you think coaching and management is really going to fuck that up? Well, guess what? Get back into reality. Snap back. Not going to happen. Hopefully, you know, a lot of us wanted that. I know some people are not going to be happy hearing that.
Mm-hmm.
Even some close friends of mine I know, they don't want to hear that. But it's very unfortunate. So some people, it's what they don't want to hear. But guess what? Derek Carr is going to be here as long as he's giving the ball to Devontae Adams, because there's no way Devontae Adams is going to sit here and have his records or have his catches being messed with by a rookie quarterback in a super complex system that Devontae Adams called Mandarin. It's just not going to happen.
Yeah, there's no way. I have been ready to move on from Derek Carr before this season. I wanted the Raiders to perhaps get some sort of bridge quarterback or sign Derek Carr to a short contract to see if you can open up your options as far as who's your signal caller back there. But And I didn't like the Devontae Adams trade because it tied the Raiders to Derek Carr. But at this point, I think it's pretty clear that that's their best chance out of this, is to build around these two guys. Like, That's just what it is. Like I always say on the rip, Larry, like, and I feel like I speak for both of us. Like, we don't care who does it, how it's done. Just the Raiders need to be great. And I'm looking at what is going on right here. And you have, like Larry said, the best possibly player in all of football. And you got his best friend throwing him the ball. And they're putting up numbers. What am I? That's it. I can dislike him as much as I want to. And I have reasons I'm going to talk about in a minute. besides Derek Carr's, his turnover problems, he's fixed that this year. That's honestly great news. His red zone passer rating has always been bad. It's still bad. Whatever. You know, if you keep throwing bombs to Davante Adams in overtime to win the game, hopefully against some better competition, you know, in the future. But it's not going to change. It's Derek Carr, Davante Adams. Like Larry likes to say, everyone was excited when we got Davante Adams. Like, that's when we got Davante Adams. We also got three more years of Derek Carr. It just is what it is. And they definitely celebrated quite a bit after the game. Larry, do you have anything else to talk about here, or can I fire off my excessive celebration take?
Please do. Please do. I'm done.
All right. So I already mentioned how much the Raiders celebrated after that game. They were exuberant, jubilant, the whole thing. Of course they were. You know, they've had a few bad weeks in a row. You know, that Colts loss was like rock bottom, I suppose. They finally got to rock bottom after they kept digging. After multiple bad losses, we all know how poorly the season's gone. You know, Derek Carr was crying. We all know this. And so after this game, I mean, I was so happy they won, honestly, because I don't want to cover this and watch this anymore if they had lost that game. Like, I don't know where they would have been. So, and the team is feeling great. Like, I am sincerely happy for that to an extent. And here's the thing. Like, I have my issues with Derek Carr. One of my main issues is he talks about this Mamba mentality thing, Larry. And he's just not. He doesn't have it in him. And here's what I'm saying. All right. And you know what? That's okay. It's okay. Just be who you are, Derek Carr. You're not Kobe Bryant. Okay. Let me just run through this. All right. So, Max Crosby, he's involved with this too. I'm just saying, he said Denver was, quote, our city. Okay. You know, you guys are 3-7. Tunnel celebration. Matt Collins is chirping at the other sideline, saying something, talking shit to the Broncos. Carr says after the game, he'll remember that game for the rest of his life. It's a memory for the rest of his life. Again, they're 3-7. Derek Carr, he clapped back on Antonio Brown on Twitter after the game, feeling pretty good about things because Antonio Brown was coming at him on Twitter. Derek Carr clapped back, had like 100,000 likes on Twitter. Plus, I wrote an article about that on the Raiders Wire. Shameless plug, Larry, that was like my most popular article of all time. Crazy how you just never know how that's going to work out. Carr, this is what did it for me, Larry. Derek Carr posted on Instagram a picture of a lion with a mane, you know, like an adult lion, with his face all scarred up, like all scarred up, right? But it was a lion. He's still here. He's a lion, you know? You've got Davante Adams waving, talking shit after the play. You're waving to the crowd by, talking shit about the Denver cornerback who he beat on that play, you know, right to the mic so everyone can hear it. You know, so there's a lot. After the in the locker room, which I truly like, you know, they're all happy, and they're chanting DC. These are all positive things. But at some point, Larry, at some point, I would rather, and this is me, what I would rather, like, who really cares, right? But hey, it's our podcast. I would rather someone say, someone had that Mamba mentality. Does anybody have the Mamba mentality to say, look, we're 3-7, and slow your roll a little bit, just a little bit. And you know what, Larry, maybe it happened. Maybe that happened in the locker room. I'm not there. But I'm just saying, Derek Carr is not that guy. It appears. Like, I'm looking at when he tweeted back to Antonio Brown. Antonio Brown made a joke that, you know, Derek Carr likes to eat a lot. It was a stupid joke. I don't know if you saw it, Larry, but anyways,
no.
It was kind of funny. It was funny. I called it hilarious in the headline. I feel kind of bad about that. It wasn't quite hilarious, but I wrote it. Okay. And Derek Carr says, quote, we're eating good tonight. And I can just imagine, and this is me just imagining things, whatever. It's my imagination. I can just imagine Derek Carr truthfully eating good that night after beating the Broncos. You know, like, yes, you know, we did it. I'm a scarred lion. I'm still here. You know, we're the Raiders. I love the silver and black. We got that win. This is so great. But honestly, like you're 3-7 and enjoy it. But I need someone in there. If it's not going to be Derek Carr, I don't think it is, because I could not imagine the great Kobe Bryant sitting down for a meal. He's in the gym. That motherfucker is in the gym that night. Hey, look, maybe Derek Carr and Davante Adams went and threw the ball around. I don't know. But I honestly never want to hear the Mamba mentality thing again. I know we probably will. But we're looking for greatness on this podcast. And that's my lens. That's my fucking lens. Okay? And that's where this is coming from. I'm always looking at these things. But I don't know. Am I out of pocket, Larry, or what?
It's ridiculous. It's ridiculous. I utterly was disgusted at the way the Raiders celebrated.
Yeah, it was a little
I saw McZee running into the locker room and hugging McDaniels like they just fucking won the Super Bowl.
Right. Right.
They beat a one of the shittiest teams in the NFL. They beat one of the teams that's just as bad as us. And we might go out here this next week and lose by 30. And they have the nerve to party like it's fucking 1999, like it's 1999, like shit isn't going out of style. Like they just made the playoffs.
Yeah, yeah.
3-7. You won the shit bowl. And you're acting like you won the Super Bowl. You won the shit bowl. And you're cheering and congratulating yourself like you won the fucking Super Bowl.
Yeah.
I am just, you won the shit bowl. That's what you won. You won the shit bowl. I need to make sure that people really understand
that
the Raiders didn't do very fucking much. They won the shit bowl. They won against a team that's just as shitty as us.
Mm-hmm.
And you beat the Denver Broncos twice, and you beat the fucking Texans. Those are your only wins.
Sad.
Those are your only fucking wins. And you want to fucking go and run around and talk shit and be and chirp and fucking go around and say how much you're doing shit? You're not doing a fucking thing. You're not doing a fucking thing. You lost to fucking Jacksonville. You lost to a high school coach. You lost to a whole bunch of fucking teams that you had no business. And you go out there and you beat a fucking Denver team with a coach in his first year with a struggling-ass offense, one of the worst offenses in the NFL, and you want to go talk hella shit, and you're 3-7, and beat one, and your only three wins are against shitty-ass teams in a shit bowl.
Yeah. Yeah, it was, like, super over the top for me. Like, I kept watching more and more of it. I was like, okay, all right, okay. There's more.
I couldn't.
They're still going. They're still partying. Are they still celebrating, you know, what have you? And like, look, I want Derek Carr to stay on the Raiders. Like, but he's not going to be, you can win with them, not because of him. And you know what? That's good enough. It's good enough. You need a quarterback. He's a quarterback. There was a time, like I already mentioned, I've mentioned a million times where I wanted the Raiders to at least explore moving on, open up some options. But look, that's not where we are. But I got to keep it real. And I hope somebody in the locker room, I'll give them the benefit of the doubt. And I hope somebody, anybody, 53rd man even, anybody, I don't care, somebody just said, like, look, we got a lot more work to do. And I hope somebody was in the weight room or something. Like, we can move on unless you got anything else on that. I just want to say, like, look, I want Carter to stay, but not because I think he's great. Okay? Simple as that.
No, and exactly, like, if the Raiders would have kept on losing and if Davante Adams wasn't getting his catches, then we can start talking about having another college franchise quarterback the Raiders should be drafting.
Yeah.
Unfortunately, the Raiders won the shit bowl. They beat a team. They lost draft position on several teams, and Davante Adams is getting his catches. So let's all wave goodbye to a college franchise quarterback. Just say bye. Bye, franchise quarterback.
Bye-bye.
Because it's not happening.
Yeah, it's not. And, you know, it's just that's what the Raiders signed up for when they got Adams. That's why I didn't like the trade, because I was ready to move on. I've turned the page, but I still critique these guys because, I don't know, that's what I do. That's what we all do to some extent. So, Larry, let's move on. Like, what else did we learn from that game? I'm going to say something I think that we learned. I think, is Russell Wilson cooked? Dude, I think he's cooked, bro. I mean, all season he's looked bad. And the Raiders' defense, we've seen this. And they were missing some receivers, but they had Cortland Sutton. I don't know. This seems like plenty. Russell Wilson, if he's a good quarterback, as his reputation, they could have done more against that Raiders defense. But I think Russ is cooked, and that's great news for the Raiders.
I 100% agree. I think Denver is in big trouble. They're really fucked. They're almost just as bad as us because they traded away draft picks and they gave money to a quarterback who looks like his career is probably over.
They gave him a shit ton of money. Yeah.
Their head coach is just like his dad. Ooh, and, you know, I talked to, you know, your twin brother, a Bronco fan, this, and, right. you know, you talked to the Broncos fans, and guess what? I mean, their head coach, like, his dad was super vanilla. I remember I listened to the radio podcast, the radio cast with Lincoln Kennedy, and who kept on mixing up the current head coach with his dad.
Right.
I mean, like, terrible vanilla fucking offense. It made our defense look good, and our defense is one of the worst defenses in the league. I mean,
right.
I was dumbfounded at the way how bad it was. Like Nathaniel Hackett and Paul Hackett. Paul Hackett was his father, and he was super vanilla in fucking Kansas City. He was in the Mario Schottenheimer days.
So you got
and was fucking you got, super fucking. Go ahead.
I was gonna say you got Mr. Vanilla and then Mr. Vanilla personality with Russell Wilson.
Exactly. And vanilla and vanilla.
It's not working out.
Vanilla and vanilla. So, you know, his son, same thing. And guess what? I mean, they waived Melvin Gordon after he fumbled. I mean, they fumbled on the fucking PAT. That was just tons of shit.
Not to mention that Russell Wilson could have took that sack and the game would have been over. I mean, they gave the Raiders an extra 30 seconds in that game, you know. So, 100%. But, you know, hey, you know, I don't, you know, if it was like, if the season was more like in the balance and, you know, we're on pins and needles over here, hoping the Raiders get a win to make the playoffs and win the Super Bowl, we would have talked about that game more in finite details. But at this point with like the big, the big lens we have, like that's just football. Like I always look at that, you know, football is a crazy sport. Like little stuff like that happens. Like I still think the Raiders deserve to win. I don't know. They put themselves in a position to win. They won. I don't, you know, just, but the fact is that Russell Wilson made a stupid play. And the Raiders wouldn't have won if he had made the smart play. It seems to be the case. So, I mean, that's another thing. Like, hey, thanks for all the celebration. I just wanted to point out the last game in Oakland when it looked like Derek Carr down the ball and in bounds, and the Raiders were going to win that game, but they ended up losing the game. And, you know, anyways, football is just crazy like that. So I still want to give the Raiders credit for that victory, even though I say that Russell Wilson screwed up. I guess that's what I'm trying to say. I was also going to say that I wish I had the list of all the assets that the Broncos traded, but it was a lot. So that's great news for the Raiders. And like Larry said, it looks like they're in worse shape than us. That's great news. That's great news. No other way around it. It's freaking phenomenal news. So another thing I think that I learned, Larry, and this is something I want to give you a little bit of credit on because you called for more blitzes. And I just lightly pointed out that Ted Wynn, our guy, said that the blitzes weren't working. But look, My bullet point here is the Raiders defense is getting desperate. That's something that I think we learned. The Raiders defense is getting desperate. They're bringing more pressure. Furthermore, do you see who we have out there? Like, no names. We got Troy Polamalu's nephew or something. Sorry, I don't have the roster up. Truthfully, sorry, I should have the roster up. I don't know. You know, then we got Tyler Hall, I think, had a quarterback sack. Like, who are these guys? And plus, they're blitzing a ton, Larry. They're blitzing a ton. They blitzed 34% of the Broncos' dropbacks, their third highest rate this season. They registered, and they got pressure 37% of the time. That's their fourth highest rate of the season, surprisingly. Thought they'd be like number one. But they had their season-high 10 quarterback hits. Even loosen up old man Chandler Jones for a few quarterback pressures, at least a handful. So, yeah, they're getting desperate. That's my bullet point.
I agree, and I expect and expect that for the rest of the season. Really, I mean, with these no-name personnel guys, and the Raiders were so they were terrible. They're 32nd in sacks.
Yeah,
you're 32nd in the league in sacks. And
30th in pressure rate as well. Before that, or I should say, they're 30th in pressure rate when they don't blitz, 23rd in pressure rate when they do blitz.
Right. They were 32nd in sacks. Max Crosby was the only one who had any type of sacks. No one else had shit after that.
Yeah,
they had to do something. They had to do something. It was getting on the ridiculous point of view. It was getting on the ridiculous side. They had to do something. Graham knows his job is in trouble. Graham knows that he's probably going to be the scapegoat at the end of the season. They're going to have to do something. And unless the Raiders start playing much better, unless they start playing much better and get to the quarterback more, he's going to be the scapegoat. Might not make it out this year. Might not make it. Just going to be real. I mean, they might have to blame somebody for those high ticket prices. And it looks like it's not going to be Josh McDaniels.
Definitely.
So you got to point the finger some way. And it looks like Graham is going to be that person right now. So yeah, I expect the Raiders to blitz the water boy.
Yeah.
If they can get pressure with him, if they can get pressure with him along with Max Crosby, they're going to try it.
Yeah, and also these stats are courtesy of Tashawn Reed at The Athletic, by the way. The Raiders are also ninth in man coverage rate this season. So that's also a good thing. You want to bring some more pressure? Great. Play some man. Yeah, you know, to read notes that they're not stellar in any kind of coverage, but ninth best in man coverage rate. That's good. And they played more man coverage than they usually have throughout the season against the Broncos. So that's something to look forward to, or look that's something to look for as the season goes on. And also kind of funny, you know, that's, you know, it takes pressure. It reminds me of Al Davis's defense. I was just going to say Al Davis shout out, even though it's not natural pressure, it's pressure, it's man coverage. That's what it looks like Patrick Graham has shifted to get the most out of his roster that he has right now. So he's not the scapegoat and so on. So they're getting desperate, and look, it worked. We'll see. We'll talk about the Seahawks game a little bit, but we'll see how that works against the Seahawks, who have a very good offense as opposed to washed Russ Wilson and the Broncos. So we'll see how that works out against them. We all can't wait to see that, of course. But the other thing I think I learned, Larry, the last thing I have here is I think Josh Jacobs might be the best running back in the NFL. Now, I say might, but I'll say one thing I definitely learned is, according to Pro Football Focus, Josh Jacobs is the highest rated running back, highest graded through week 11 in the whole entire NFL. And plus, wow, we saw how great he was against the Broncos. That set up, like we've been calling for on the rip, like, you know, because the offensive line is not very good. That set up everything. And I noticed it too. Reed wrote about it in his article. I think we all probably noticed it. Is that even after the Broncos pulled ahead 10-0, the Raiders didn't stop handing the ball to Jacobs. And that paid dividends, even on that 35-yard touchdown, walk-off home run touchdown to Davante Adams. Play action. And Jacobs is doing great, 92.1. It looks like he's going to be gone. Also, I'll say that I learned that people disagreed with one of my takes on Twitter today, because I tweeted that the Raiders could have won the Khalil Mack trade if they decided to keep Jacobs, but he'll likely be gone after this year. I guess that was a spicy take. My colleague at the Raiders Wire, Levi Damian, disagreed with me directly. I just let it lie, you know. Everybody disagreed with me. I learned that as well. But I really just wanted to say in that tweet and in a couple of my tweets of how great Josh Jacobs is and looks, and how sad I am that he's not going to be a Raider anymore. Because, like, look, he's eclipsed 4,000 rushing yards in his career. He's only the second player in Raiders history to reach that milestone in their first four seasons, him and Marcus Allen. He should be a Raider. And maybe he will be, but it's going to cost the Raiders a lot more than it could have, and I doubt that's going to happen. So, but for now, I mean, I think he's the best running back in the NFL, perhaps, Larry, and I like watching him run.
That's a hell of a good statement, and there's a ton of good running backs here in the NFL. But for this season, I mean, right now,
right,
he's arguably one of the best. I just saw that he's third in rushing right now. He's behind Nick Chubb and Henry, and mm-hmm. We all know, if you anybody watched the NFL, Nick Chubb and Henry both have better offensive lines, and they both get the ball. I mean, they get 20 plus touches a game. I mean, so you look at you look at the way Jacobs is getting Jacobs has one of the worst fucking lines in the NFL.
On top
he's
of that,
getting all these yards.
And let me interrupt you, Larry, quickly, and just say that the Raiders have ran the ball the second fewest amount of times in the whole league.
Right, and let me also point in that he's in an offense that is pass first, pass second, and
mm-hmm.
pass third.
Mm-hmm. Right.
He's in a pass-heavy offense and doing all this. Now, if you want to get a new contract and if you want to get paid, you do what Josh Jacobs is fucking doing right now. So that's exactly what that man's going to get.
Yeah.
That man's going to get the bank truck. Whether
he is.
And guess what? I mean, it was almost like, you know, under the last regime, under Gruden ran him too much. It almost is like he ran him too much where Jacobs was getting too many carries, where Jacobs was getting hurt. Where he couldn't handle the total of the rock. It was almost like Eldon Campbell. And now, under this system, he is getting less touches and looking much better. I mean, we all know it's a career year And if anybody follows football for more than 10 years, knows the story, running backs are great in their career year, and then after that, they fall the fuck off. But guess what? Josh Jacobs right now for this year, for this getting the bag, he is killing it. And right now, like you said, arguably the best halfback in the NFL. His stats are showing it. His numbers are proving it. And I mean, look at who he's having to deal with. The coaching is not run heavy like it was, you know, with Gru. The coaching is pass heavy, the exact opposite. The line is absolute dog shit.
Yeah.
The line is terrible, and he's killing it. So hats off to Josh Jacobs. He deserves every cent. And sorry, Mick Ziegler and Mick Turner, you fucked up not giving Josh Jacobs a multi-year extension.
Yeah.
So you guys is bad. If they wanted him, I'd be shocked. I don't think they never wanted Jacobs to begin with, because New England had Danny Woodhead carrying the fucking ball in our nation.
There's no way. I mean, they're definitely like, it seems far fetched. Like if the Patriots ever had like top flight running back talent, it was guys like, you know, that were very talented, but had hit that kind of wall of salary being too high. No one wants to sign them kind of thing. Yep. It reminds me of that with Leonard Fournette type of player. And yeah, something I do want to say, I have to point out, I'm always trying to see all sides of things, and I 100% fault the regime for not giving Jacobs his fifth year option. However, I do want to mention that Jacobs lost 10 pounds and came in the best shape of his life, it seems. So that might have something to do with his performance this year. I don't know, hard to say. I try not to bury them too much for not re-signing Jacobs, but I do think that they should have. I think he's a very talented running back. I think we're all seeing that right now. And one more thing on the Khalil Mack trade. I don't know if you have a take on that, Larry, but I just kind of tweeted it because I was just tweeting the shit. But I do feel that if Josh Jacobs can be like one of the top three players at his position and be a Raider, if they had signed him and he could be a Raider and be one of the top three players at his position, then that would win the Raiders the Khalil Mack trade. Now, the other side of that is it's Khalil Mack and you can never win that trade, which I think I maybe have even said on the rip. But anyways, any thoughts on that?
Yeah, my take is the second half of that. You can never win that trade because it's Khalil Mack. You can never, because running backs come and go, in my opinion. Running backs come and go unless you're a generational talent like LaDainian Tomlinson. And I feel like in today's NFL, but it's so hard to get pressure. And it's so hard to get a player that won All-Pro both as defensive end and linebacker. And I feel that when you have a guy like that, you fucked up forever. It almost means like, there's almost like no way that they can win that trade, in my opinion. Right. In my opinion, it's almost like an unwinnable trade because Khalil Mack was that good. Khalil Mack was going to go to the Hall of Fame. I believe Khalil Mack still might go to the Hall of Fame as long as he stays relatively healthy. He won, and if he keeps on winning games, and I don't know. And like I said,
it was a spicy take. I threw it out there, and I think that I think that for me, I've finally gotten past that whole thing. I'm like, look, it's been years. I'm kind of going versus the Bears on this. You know what I mean? Because it's like, you know, that's a big part of my take, I suppose, where it's like, look, what did the Bears get out of it? What did the Raiders get out of it? But if you look at it as like, what did the Raiders lose? Then it's hard. You know, it's hard to say you won the trade. But if you're looking at, you know, if you're saying either the Bears or the Raiders, I say the Raiders. If you're saying, did the Raiders make a good move? Well, no. Then the answer to that is no. You know, so anyways, and I didn't even say anything back to Levi. I was like, I don't know. I was working. I'm like, you know, everyone disagree with me. Go ahead. It's all good. arguing on people on Twitter is not really my thing. You probably know that if you follow me on Twitter. I don't tweet very much. I like to talk my shit on the rip. So moving on, I think that's what we learned. Mostly, chiefly, it was Derek Carr is staying, which we already knew. And that's going to be a week by week thing. I mean, but it looks like I don't see anything breaking up this production between him and Adam. So if they keep on producing like that, he is here. Book it, mark it down in pen, permanent ink. He's a Raider next year. But we'll see how the rest of the season goes, starting next week against the Seahawks. The one thing I want to say about the Seahawks is they have a really good offense. They have the 11th rated offense in total, 13th passing, 12th rushing. Their quarterback, for example, has as many yards as Derek Carr, Geno Smith. He's got a passer rating of 108. He's balling out. Completion percentage of 72. And balanced offense, like I said. Their defense is not so hot. Total defense 26th. Once again, it looks like the Raiders' offense is going to have to show out. I don't have any confidence in the Raiders' defense to do what they did against Russell Wilson. So that's my just little bit of information I want to throw out there on the Seahawks game. In addition to that, we'll see how they practice this week. They had Monday off, Victory Monday. You got Thanksgiving. You got good feels. You got an apparent absence of Mamba mentality. And you have a difficult opponent on the road in the cold. So we'll see, right?
Definitely. Definitely. I'm interested to see what's going on. You know, happy Victory Monday. You are still 3-7, and you're about to face a team that's 6-4 in a playoff hunt, needing to beat you with a hell of a good coaching staff, with one of the most experienced coaches in the NFL, with a quarterback that is having he is comeback player of the year, or most improved player of the year, is Geno Smith. And I live two hours away from Seattle, Raider Nation, and it's fucking cold. Okay. And I'm from California, and I'm going to say it right now. It's pretty fucking cold. Like cold as in cold, like wind chill factor in the fucking mid 30s to lower 30s.
Yikes.
Cold. So expect, like I said, I'm looking at the forecast, and I'm seeing right now, I've heard from Washington, it's supposed to be windy, rainy, and in the 40s and 30s.
Yeah, the Raiders might have lucked out last week against the Broncos. Good weather. This week, not so much. Larry, you got anything else to shout out on the rip? Let's wrap it up and get out of here. It's Thanksgiving weekend. Everyone's got a long weekend as we record on a Wednesday. So let's wrap this baby up. You got anything else to say, Larry? What do you got?
All right, I got to give a shout out to everybody for Thanksgiving. Got to give a shout out to, you know, for people, you know, for Raider Nation. I just want to let Raider Nation know that I'm actually going to a fellow Raider Nation person's house. Yeah. Shout out to Torta. I'm going to have a friend's Thanksgiving. Raider fans are all coming together here in our suburban Washington, and we're really excited. So Raider Nation, I mean, we're all one family, and I'm really enjoying that, and I'm really taking that to the fullest. So I want to let everybody know that. And I really hope that we beat the Seahawks, because I live up here now, and that would be very special to me.
Yeah.
Being around people that are from Washington and how they are ready to try to beat us. So I'm really excited for that. And I want to say happy Thanksgiving, everybody, and stay safe.
Love it. Happy Thanksgiving. We are the Raiders in Paradise podcast, part of the Big Heads Media Podcast Network. Find us wherever podcasts are found. Please like, rate, comment, subscribe, all that stuff. Find Larry at Raider Larry. I'm at Luke J. Straub, podcast at Raider Paradise. We love our Raiders. We want the Raiders to succeed. We don't care how it gets done. It just needs to get done. Even though we're not happy with everything that's going on, we know how the table is set. So we're just hoping for the best, because the Raiders have to be great. Looks like Carr and Adams are going to lead us there. Ideally, just get some other pieces as we move forward. Hopefully the guys from New England can hit the right buttons, and we can be partying in paradise very soon with a winning record, winning team, and once again be recognized as for what the Raiders are, which is great. We're going to get there at some point. I feel confident in that. And yeah, happy Thanksgiving. And Larry, go ahead and sign us out.
Raider Nation, Raiders, win, lose, or tie, Raiders till we die.
That is a dang deal. Thank you so much for listening. We will talk with you next week on the Raiders in Paradise podcast. Go Raiders.
Go Raiders.